our tree assistance program assists citrus growers in getting new trees in the ground, which is critical to the long-term survival of the industry. We now have assisted growers in getting more than 1 million new trees in the ground. My goal is to have that number near 6 million by the end of this farm bill. Whether we make it or not remains to be seen, but we are really cranking the applications out. The growers seem to really like the program, and it is really helping in getting new trees in the ground.
And he explains how the tree assistance program can help citrus growers.
It's a cost share program where we assist them in pulling the diseased trees out of the ground. We assist them in preparing the ground for new trees, and we help pay for getting new trees in the ground, the cost of the tree and the cost of planting. While not a silver bullet, I'm not going to tell you that it's a home run, but it's a good solid double off the wall. It's providing meaningful assistance to citrus growers who are really strapped right now because of the ravages of citrus greening.
And Angela says to get started, just stop by your local FSA office.
And for many citrus growers, it's the first time they've been in our office. There historically has not been a lot for citrus growers in the Farm Bill. But the way we've been able to modify the tree assistance program, it accommodates the needs of citrus growers as it relates to the disease of citrus greening. So they need to come in, get their grove registered, get a registration number, and begin letting us know what their long-term plans are for the grove. We need to confirm that the grove is, in fact, infested with greening before the trees are pulled out, and then we have to do another site visit to make sure the new trees were planted. But while it's form intensive at the beginning, it gets much easier. Once you get through that, just check in with us once a year, and it works pretty darn smoothly.